I have two doctors joining me in the studio for what we do usually once a month and check in with our health providers here at Peace Health. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Maybe you want to introduce yourselves?
Sure, I can start with myself. I'm Dr. Andrew Zink and work at Peace Health Women's Health. And I've got Dr. Christensen here to introduce him to the community. Dr. Christensen.
So my name's Alan Christensen, and I moved here to Ketchikan in October of this year, and so I'm sort of new. Unlike many of the doctors that have been passing through here, I'm permanent, so I'm stationed here or be working here for the next number of years.
Well, welcome to town. So you both work OBGYN. I know that's a term we hear a lot. Maybe you want to help us by telling us what that means.
Sure. So we're experts in women's health. So we do a whole variety of things. We take care of pregnant patients. We take care of well woman visits. We do GYN problems. And so really any part of the female anatomy we can help with.
And maybe I was just curious what OB stands for.
Sure. So that stands for obstetrics. So that's pregnancy care.
Okay. Not what I was thinking, but...
Okay.
Good to know. So just women's care in general, I know that I'm wondering, I guess, are there unique needs here in this community or is it the same everywhere or what is it that women are needing here?
Well, so we just provide basic care to women, which is pretty universal. There are always special issues that pop up when you're in Southeast Alaska on an island. We take care of patients from the entire region. So we have patients coming over from POW, Wrangell, Petersburg. And so I think a lot of those travel issues are things that are a little bit more unique to our area, but it's still just part of basic care.
In terms of the care, not much is different.
Right. So, you know, we practice with national standards, and we have a lot of services that we can offer here in town. And for those that need to be referred out, we also have relationships with physicians elsewhere.
So I noticed that you two are both male. Are there any female on staff?
We do have midwives that practice, and they do not only midwifery, but general women's health as well.
And so I guess... I'm trying to get a feel of the whole group of you. It's just you two and then midwives helping?
Well, so yeah. So our department's made up of four providers. We've got two male physicians and then two female midwives. Part of our care model, so in some places you go to a midwife and you never see the doctor or vice versa. And in our department, we work as a team. So a lot of our patients will cross over. They'll come in sometimes for prenatal visits with a midwife and then a doctor. And so we share that care.
So obviously when women are pregnant, they're going to be seeing the doctor. Other than that, just an average woman, is there an expectation or... of a checkup yearly, 6 months?
Well, this is confusing to a lot of patients because I think guidelines have recently been published suggesting women who are healthy may not need to have pap smears except every 3 years. But that does not equate to not needing annual checkups. So while we may not do a pap smear at every visit, there are other things that need to be checked. And we encourage women to continue to get annual examinations to screen for ovarian cancer, breast cancer, or other conditions that may be important for them to be evaluated for and treated early.
Mm-hmm. And that's one of the needs that I've identified in our community is because a lot of people come and go, they travel a lot. Some people will be here for a while, go south, come back. They kind of let that annual exam and that care fall through the cracks. So it is really important to come in for an annual exam to make sure that all of your screening is up to date, to talk about contraception, STD screening. So there's a lot of services that we offer and that are valuable for an annual visit.
That makes sense, especially with a population that is fluid, that annual checkup might be missed. And so when someone maybe hasn't been in for a few years, what's the process like getting started with you guys?
All you need to do is call for an appointment. If you want to schedule an annual exam, that's easy to do, and you can ask for that. A lot of times when patients come in for an issue, you know, we'll check through to make sure and go, hey, you haven't had your annual exam in years and years. Let's make sure we get everything up to date and we make sure we cover everything.
And you talked a little bit about that annual exam, just that it's screening. Is there anything, if that's what it is, it's basically just...
Well, we also address contraceptive management, like Dr. Zink said, and other concerns patients may have. So frequently they have concerns with menopause symptoms if they're older, or other bleeding problems or cramping or pain problems. We can deal with all those things there.
And then, like you said, maybe something more specific. Do women come to you for those specific times?
Sure. There's all sorts of issues that patients will call and come see us, and we can help address.
Specialized. I guess maybe they had a problem and someone would suggest that you guys are the people to go to.
Sure. We do get referrals from other providers in town, but patients are also able to just call and make an appointment if they feel that, you know, they want to deal with a women's health professional.
And maybe would they call, what number would they call? Is that you directly?
Yes, you can call our office at 228-7688.
Awesome. And is there anywhere else maybe people should look for information, or just straight to you?
So they can go to peacehealth.org. We've got some information there. So if they, you know, they want information about Peace Health providers, there's that. And then if they want to talk to us, the best way is to call and make an appointment.
Awesome. Is there anything else you wanted to talk about in terms of the needs here and what you offer at Peace Health?
Well, I was just reflecting with Dr. Zink this morning that we have incredible experience with our little group. I think that all of us have had years of doing this. We added up our total experience. It was like 112 years between us. So we're not new to this, and we can deal and take care of most women-related health problems.
Sure. And there's a lot of exciting things going on with Peace Health. I think if you drive by the hospital, it's hard to miss that brand new building. We're really excited about that. It's a beautiful space. We're tucked right now on the third floor in an old hospital wing. And so just having an updated space where we're going to be close to the other Peace Health providers is going to be great. Another thing that's relatively new for Peace Health is our Centering Pregnancy Program. And what that is it's a group prenatal visit. So traditionally, women will come in to have a one-on-one visit with a provider, and they do that periodically. And this is a newer way to get healthcare. It's taking off across the country, and it's really considered cutting edge, where we have a group. And so the patients and their partners get together with a provider on a regular basis. They get to have longer discussions, and we get to have presenters come in to talk. So it's a much more in-depth patient education. It's been a great experience. Patients who've done it really enjoy it, and it helps develop a community between the patients who are participating.
If there are patients who desire to have conventional or traditional OB care, that's still available as well.
Sure. And so when we have patients who come in and are identified as pregnant, we usually talk to them about the options. And one is centering, and then just our traditional care too. And so some patients do decide that one-on-one visits are better for them. And we offer everything.
I think we've had a little bit of discussion about the centering program on KRBD before, but interesting to hear from you guys too, since another option.
Sure.
Well, thanks for coming in this morning. Again, Andrew Zink and Alan Christensen from Peace Health and the OBGYN department.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.